From the KDLL Newsroom, this is Econ 91.9, your weekly look at what keeps the Central Peninsula working. I'm Jay Barrett. This week, how two men with roots on the peninsula are turning fish guts into fertilizer. Last week, the Kenai City Council approved a conditional use permit to allow Alaska Salmon Fertilizer of Anchorage to set up a fish cleaning station on North Shore Beach during next month's personal use dipnet salmon season. Ryan Bacon is one partner in the endeavor.
You know, we originally started by just collecting the waste on the beaches. We had some trash cans up and whatnot on the North Beach. We actually have permission to drive on there. But it was very labor-intensive, not very effective. You know, people were throwing trash in there, and you're getting a bunch of sandy remains as well. So then we ended up going to the fillet tables.
Bacon says he and his business partner, Taylor Evenson, started Alaska Salmon Fertilizer to address the waste of salmon carcasses, which too often remain to litter the beach.
We saw how much waste was happening annually off the Kenai, just the sockeye run alone there, you know, between the dip netters and the personal fisheries and the sports fishermen. There's over several million pounds of waste. And so this year, we decided to do something a little more clever with our retention. We are going to offer fillet services, and, you know, the dip netters will leave with their fillets, and we will take the remains and turn that waste into a highly effective probiotic infusion. Ultimately, our goal is to collect all waste in Kenai from the sockeye run, and then we have future plans to expand to other types of seafood.
Bacon says the process to turn fish guts into concentrated liquid fertilizer is surprisingly not that aromatic.
Oh man, it's almost like making a beer or a kombucha. That's a fermentation process. That's one of the major keys. We have our special probiotic formula we make ourselves, and we create this living amendment for soil.
Have you tasted it?
Maybe inadvertently.
Bacon says the all-natural soil amendments have proven effective.
You know, we've managed to create such an effective soil amendment. Chena Hot Springs actually tested our stuff out, and they got several different bumper crops that yielded 41% increases. So, you know, we want everything.
The conditional use permit to allow Alaska Salmon Fertilizer to operate on the dipnet beach was passed by the Kenai City Council unanimously. Councilman Henry Nackstedt praised the idea.
I'm really happy to see this on multiple levels. First off, you know, the cleaning of fish, for one. Presumably they're professional. They'll do a good job, and they'll do it in a sanitary sort of way. And I'm sure that will be monitored by our city. So that's a very good thing. And then secondly, the other big item is the use of those wastes that we have here. And it certainly is a win-win, and probably win-win-win for the city. So I'm absolutely in support of this.
The fish cleaning station will be held to Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation standards, and there will be a fee for the service, which Bacon says is to pay for the professional fish cleaners who will be doing the work. We have several potential numbers to look at this week, all relating to the Swan Lake fire near Sterling. The number could be 50,000, which is the acreage of the blaze, or 10, which is the percent of the fire that is contained, or 515, the number of people engaged in fighting it. The upside of this fire is that it's not anywhere near homes, and that it's growing through 70-year-old stands of black spruce, the reduction of which will promote the growth of a diverse number of forest species. Deciduous shrubs and trees that will come up first will be prime moose browse in coming years. And that's all for this week's Econ 91.9. You can hear us online anytime. KDLL.org. For Shailen Cochran, I'm Jay Barrett.